Calling our meeting to order. Welcome everyone. It's nice to see everyone and happy Friday. Happy Friday. We made it. And now we will together say the Pledge of Allegiance. Stand if you are able.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So we'll call the secretary,
Dean Pitzlock. Let's see, we've got Charlene.
Present.
Meredith.
Present.
Dean. Crystal.
Present.
Rachel.
Here.
Sandy.
Here.
Dave. No report. Dismissing Jean.
All those have presents, they have.
Did Jean respond with an absent?
Not. He didn't respond at all, so
okay.
We never got a yes, I'm going to be there or not.
Okay. Thank you.
Did you get a phone call? I got a phone call that didn't work.
Oh, I don't know.
I do notice I'm here 2, 3. He's been absent 4 times out of 6.
For this meeting.
For these meetings, yeah.
Yeah. But we don't have our role on it.
No, but there's
nothing
in
writing.
This
in general. Right.
But I just in general noticed.
I will text him and see how he's doing. I didn't see him at the last general meeting either. Yeah.
No.
Dave, did he miss the last 2 generals?
There's a few I have a question, but like Gene. No, he's made all of them except the last one.
We'll check on him and see if he's getting any mess up.
Okay. All right, now we are on to public comment. Right, do we have any public comment?
We do not.
Okay, thank you. Moving right along to action items, OWAC appointments. The recommendation is to review and approve the commission appointee membership Jackie Kim to OWAC for a term ending December 31st, 2024.
So for 3 months? 4 months? 4 months? Why is it only 4 months and not so long?
No, it's a province.
I think all of the memberships have that 1 year within the 1 year limitation. And I think we renew, right, for the next year.
No, this is not an appointee, board appointee, right? No, this is just an application. So
I believe it's just an application.
Yeah.
And I asked for a earlier. Did we send that information about her to us before?
I did. I sent the application.
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah, I reviewed it.
All right.
Did too, but I can't.
Can we amend the action item once we get a little bit more information on the term date?
Yeah, we need to clarify that term date because I'm not sure.
Does it still require the applicant to attend 2 meetings beforehand?
No.
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 Okay.
I make a motion.
I second.
Well, I think we need to.
I make an amendment to require that or to ask that we confirm the appropriate term for this appointment.
And make the
prior and make the change.
All
right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstained? So then with our process, then you would reach out to her, Sandy?
Okay. Yes, I believe so.
Yes.
But I don't have her information yet, do I? Oh, yeah, I do.
It was in the application.
Yeah. I think I made a copy of it. If I didn't know, I'll like.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much for doing this.
It was a separate email.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It happens to all of us. There's a lot of emails. All right, now on to number 6, discussion items. A is brainstorm strategies to increase awareness on legal services available for older adults. So at our last general meeting, we had a very compelling presentation from Brooke, and this is talking more about that. it seemed like what she was saying was that there are a lot of people that need services that don't know that they're available, and how could we be supportive in connecting people to those services?
So I guess the first question I would have is, I don't have any idea what calendar looks like for where Office on Aging is attending public events. I mean, we got the request to maybe assist with the county summer events. And why are we going to the kids' movies instead of the music venues where we might be attracting older adults as opposed to family with younger children? It just didn't make sense to me necessarily. But we were not aware very much in advance of the library opportunity. So if there's a master calendar that would be more helpful for us to at least be able to see where the Office on Aging is manning tables at what kind of public events or community events, just have no clue. And then including a flyer, obviously all of our services, but maybe a specific flyer to raise awareness on legal services that are available would be useful at those events. Just have no clue where those events might be.
Yeah, no, it's the point, Rachel. We actually just recently started discussing, and I know, Elizabeth, this is new for you because we haven't had a chance to meet yet, but we had a meeting with our internal just communications and trying to plan out hearing all the feedback we've received thus far in terms of, and throughout our advice reports, not just our disadvice report, in terms of outreaching, communication, materials, things that we've been updating, our website. So we've identified a lot of areas there that where we have some opportunities to update those. One of those, just from those idea and brainstorming on what we need to tackle, a calendar of events has been brought up because it's been brought up multiple times. And what would that look like internally for us, keeping that as a master calendar, but how much of that too we can actually post and make public and put it onto our website. Now that I hear your comments, now we have to incorporate to on when all of those events are coming and we know we're there in anticipation, right? We already know we're gonna be there. How much that too is drafting some internal communications to our advice reports so that you know, so that you also have an opportunity. The libraries was one of the, I'm going to say, early opportunities for us to collaborate. And good question on why, if it's family oriented, it was an internal request to collaborate in our agencies within our county. Our parks was having these events and they sought out all our human services to support their event and bringing forth just resources and information. Because we understand that even at some of those events, we do have our older adults and grandparents and these are the kids and they bring, and so they wanted for us to collaborate on those efforts. So we thought, yeah, of course, right, where we can extend that and participate on that. But that's just the start of, okay, let's see where else we can, and given, of course, right, our capabilities to be at these events. And that's where bringing forth an opportunity where advisory council members can participate and assist also. But with that too, what materials are at our tables? What kind of information? So I'm really glad we're talking about this because specifically, if we're gonna talk about the legal services, we do have a legal service provider. We also, you know, can have.
And I texted them and they said that they don't have a problem with referrals. It's actually the other group that does.
Your
provider doesn't have any problems with the referrals. I checked with Sarah Lee and she said that they're getting a good flow of referrals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so now it's tapping into their marketing and what they have for us and partnering with them so that we can gather those and have those available. And that actually is safe to say for all our service providers. That's something that now that we can work closely with our internal communications team so that we can opportunities to co-brand, or if we don't co-brand, it's okay. What materials do they have? Because they are required, right, to market for our services. And so we can work with them and engage, okay, what materials do you have? let's funnel those through, be able to share it, not just our resource tables, but be able to extend some of that information.
And social media campaigns too. I think that that's been great to see that launch, and it's launching kind of generically, which is perfectly fine because you have to begin at the beginning. But
like I'm trying to get the material.
So that's been wonderful, but I'm wondering as things evolve, if we can start promoting where we see the gaps according to our analysis, so that the outreach is more targeted on social media.
But I would just underscore, Claudia, I've seen a dramatic increase of positive publicity on social media. It's really beginning. So it's really our opportunity to share what we see to move that also, to help bring that forward. So thank you for that.
Yeah, we have been having more rhetoric, planning, like communications, media discussions that will be ongoing for us so that we can identify what is happening at the local level, what's happening with our providers, what's happening in our cities, what's happening throughout our county that we can share in place so that we have consistent material we're planning ahead to post. And that's for our whole division, not just Office on Aging, but definitely wanting to focus on that. So we are, now that we have some staff members that are going to be focusing on that task at hand, we'll be, you'll definitely be seeing it. So I encourage you all to, if you haven't already, like and follow the Instagram and Facebook so that you can, if you can see, so you're going to start to see a little bit more. And you're right, yes, in the beginning right now, it's information in general. If it's not an event.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not, because there is information that we want to share. There's tons that we can share. And so now it's really going to start being a little bit more focused and mindful. What is it that we're hearing? When you all give us the feedback on, hey, this topic, if it's legal service that we're all like interested to hear, now gives us an opportunity. Okay, let's move forward. What legal information do we have? How do we want to, you know, share that, present that, and deliver? So, no, I appreciate that feedback, and we definitely want to start tackling that. But going back to your question about a master event, we're looking into that too.
I went to one of the library events, and they mentioned the Office on Aging in passing, but there were no materials there. So I think that in the future, like, I could have brought materials if I would have known. So we're just learning as we go along. And then the other thing is they had older adults in Rancho Santa Margarita standing outside for 45 minutes, which is a gerontologist. So I was like, oh, boy. When the room.
Standing outside.
That's the
library event.
Or one of the library events when the room was available. So people don't know what they don't know. So it's just nice to be able to think about those things.
But do you have your internal communications? So like, for instance, the flyer that the Brooke gave us, you know, about the disability, the legal services for disabled and older adults. Does your internal communications group interact with the PIOs or the supervisors?
Yes.
So do they automatically get that flyer too with instructions like, hey, would you please put this to your district?
Okay. Yes.
So far, I'm not seeing things in the supervisors' emails from us.
No.
And I don't know what the glitch is, but even since we've started with the PIO, we're not in there. There's every other thing states like.
Yeah, we do. So after sharing the info blast to the commissions, we also share. We also share our general meetings, our presentations, and definitely respectfully request our voter supervisors to include. Some of them do call us, and it could be a specific like service or information you're looking for. But on the regular now, yes, we are sending that communication and sharing with them. So
you know why they're not putting it in? Because it seems like they have all the other services in there.
No, not directly. So I don't want to speak on something that I haven't received directly on what the, you know, is there any reason behind that? Yeah.
Would you find that out?
What are you referring to when you say put the information in?
The weekly emails that they send out.
The newsletter.
There's like 100 flyers. And so I know that they're not choosy, which is why I'm asking the question. So then why are we not getting in there?
I know it's really bad every month. They're just focused on
It's actually every single topic in the world except for ours.
Some is recurring. I see what you mean, because some are recurring to where the same flyer stays on for like every newsletter, every weekly newsletter that came out. Sometimes they don't. So No, but we'll definitely take a look at that because, yeah, we are sharing that.
And I don't know who, when I get Don's, it's almost always focused on where he's been, right? The things that he actually participated
in. Supervisor Foley has a lot of flyers attached to hers right. about how to get food and how to do this and how to do that. So you would think that our flyers kind of would fit into that group.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that would be great if you could find out. All right. So how do we want to increase awareness on legal services available for older adults? It seemed like her request, our guest speaker, was to partner with getting the information out, particularly for people that are homeowners that need to avoid estate recovery so that their families can stay housed after they've passed away and they've been in a nursing home. So that's what I heard her request to be.
I think it just follows the same line of that direct communication between city managers, supervisors. Like we had our council meeting on Tuesday with our theater. I held it up. I held up the thing. I talked about it. You know what I mean? So it's just.
So now when Marco's team gets a call and someone says, I'm going to a nursing home, is that team at the 1-800 number going to refer them to Brooks Service?
Not necessarily. Yeah, it depends. It could be a combination of like our direct service provider services.
But your direct service provider doesn't do that service.
So, correct, if the direct service provider doesn't do it, then yes, is that we are aware, it's in our database that we know or provide.
So they've been trained now since our last training.
So we will make sure, because they actually included, there were several legal services that are included in that database. So
yeah,
it depends exactly if there's a specific topic that, yes, we know our contract service providers don't provide, then we do provide that linkage to the next service provider within their vicinity, or if they want, and we ask them, like, are you like looking in a specific area, or do you want countywide, so that we can really focus on their needs and to send them in the right path.
Because the Office on Aging Service Provider, and correct me if I'm wrong, is the ombudsman for Medicare and Medi-Cal and focuses a lot on healthcare insurance, mm-hmm. which is the brand new service that we heard about.
Yeah, our HITECH program is more education.
No, the Sarah Lee program. She's your contractor, right?
Yes, for community legal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm on another board with her, and they focus mm-hmm. on Medicare, Medi-Cal, duals issues.
Mm-hmm. But they provide an array of legal services to our contract, so we are required for our funding as well and our requirements to the state. They do provide to targeted focus for under the funding that we support them with. They are required to provide an array of legal services and different topics. So if there is a specific focus too that maybe they don't necessarily tackle, or even additional services that might not be funded by us, they will work with them, or they will also refer them out to their community.
The way is it, if it's set up that someone else has more expertise than they do, it seems like your policy is still to do your contract and then they have to get handed off again.
Not always.
Okay.
Our calls are very learned.
Okay.
So they do a lot of questioning to older adults to see, and then their needs, and it depends on the area, depends on their need.
Good.
And then they enter that into the database, and then you know a list of resources come out, and they tell them, you know, there's 3-4 resources in your area. Do you want this information? They can help you with this, and that. So it's very tailored, and we're not just referring to our service providers. We encompass all of our community members and organizations and taking consideration into the need of that caller.
That's
so
awesome.
So it's very tailored.
So it sounds like if the staff gets trained on what we were presented to, if someone says, I don't want my mom to go to a nursing home because we're afraid of losing the house,
right,
then they should refer to the speaker that we heard from.
Correct. So we refer them to our service providers. We'll talk about issues of, do you have any concerns of elder, you know, fraud, abuse, here's this other resource, here's this legal resource, here's some potential, maybe other housing, here's residential care homes. So it will depend on how that conversation goes and flows and what the client, you know, the caller is actually wanting to focus at that moment in time or saying, no, just give me. Some of them are too overwhelming, too much information.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Give me this. And then
others might be family members, right? Their support system. And they're like, just give it to me all in and I can choose and pick where.
Depends on the situation.
But it just depends. Yeah.
So, I was concerned one of the things Brooke talked about is that she now has a grant to establish their own number with the collaborative organizations that she's working with. And did you all reach out to her at all to see where or how that could be coordinated with what is already happening? I mean, again, we're back to this whole duplication of services and contacts where we're hoping to have more of a 611 senior referral kind of system as opposed to, so I don't know if any follow-up was done in that regard, but she seems to have funding to create their own internal 800 number, which again is sort of counterproductive, I think, for if we're not coordinating or at least collaborating.
It's really looking at the opportunity to collaborate where, okay, we have an information and assistance call center, right? Where we're engaging our clients definitely to reach out to us for an array of service and information. And if we know that, let's say there is a community organization or community partner that might have a 800 number or call center, then we do have those discussions with them where we're able to sit and say, okay, tell me how this works. How can we integrate? Is it just a warm transfer? How is it that we make sure that we connect with what services you do, what you're focusing on, so that we know how to best funnel the client in the right direction? A perfect example of that would be, for example, 211, right? We have partnerships with 211 too to make sure, because we know there's an array of information there that they can directly maybe be more focused and target on that might be able to enhance even what we're providing as a referral. And so sending someone, let's say, to that connection, it'll just depend on what is that client, what are their needs, what are they trying to focus on, where do we want to guide, you know, the efforts to really help them with what it is they're seeking for without overwhelming that process sometimes. And so be able to say, okay, let's start you here. If it's a legal service, let's start you here first. If you want to focus on that.
So what is appropriate in the way of a collaboration outreach between you and that collaborative of law services that are being driven through elder law at this point?
And what do you mean? Say that again, Rachel, in terms
she has a group of a number of agencies mm-hmm. or a number of other nonprofits that are going to work together, and they've got plan to do, at least again, that's what I heard.
They got a grant.
Mm-hmm. They have a grant
yeah.
To fund that 800 number, but the missing link might be that referral. So where does that connect happen here to some community service that is also impacting or providing services to our community?
It's coming to the table with them to see if we're just learning about it for the very first time, for example, and we identify, oh, wait, you are providing a service. Let's talk how we can incorporate your information. How do we connect them
already there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We do have that specific elder rights, we do have them. So we do refer over. Obviously, we want to incorporate too, because we don't want to isolate our service providers and partners to make sure that, how is that connection there as well, right? Is there a connection to this network? Are you going to be a part of that? Because we definitely want to funnel. One of the things that we want to definitely support our service providers is because they're also required to have certain performances, right? So we want to make sure that we're funneling. If we're giving you a grant and we're expecting you to do X service and X amount of a goal of service units, then we want to funnel our clients there naturally, but we want to be extremely mindful of what is that our client's needs. If that we know that service provider may not be meeting their immediate needs, what they're looking for, and that is the reason, yes, that we need to then collaborate with the rest of the community and those community-based organizations to find out who does that particularly need to make sure we're connected with them. So,
if Office on Aging does not have a direct grant with that service provider, then that does fall through the cracks.
No. We engage. We engage with them because we recognize that they're providing a valuable service in the community, right? A community that maybe through our granted services or contracted services or collaboration, don't immediately maybe fund them, but we know that they're potentially an extremely vital service in the community that they do provide. So no, we definitely want to network with them and want to connect to make sure that our staff, especially our call center staff, are fully aware of like a very robust amount of resources within our community, regardless of funding streams or contracts.
After hearing her presentation, was there any action item on your side, not your side of the table, but from the office on being sure that that connection is there?
We do. They're in our resource. We utilize them. Right. Yes.
Yeah, I did. I double checked the database to ensure that they are there. Mm-hmm. They are. And I also provided the additional information that was shared at the OAC meeting with our INA staff. Mm-hmm. But our INA staff they go through various trainings. So, I mean, you got to be careful, right? You don't want to overwhelm them.
Right.
But you also want to share some information here and there where they pick up on and, you know, they are able to provide that additional resource to call it. Yeah.
One of the confirmations after that, our general meeting and the presentation is also touching base with our contract service provider to make sure, are you connecting with them? Do you send those? Do you work with, like, are you in the know? What is that piece? And so confirming that, yes, there's definitely.
If they do change a number or add an additional number, mm-hmm. then that's where we will do their reach out to update the information in our database that we have. Accurate information to provide. And right now, we are blessed to have some additional staff that we work with one of our partners through the ADRC grants. And the focus of that staff member is like combing through our resources and database. There's so much. Right, like a phone number change and we didn't catch it. It's like, oh, wait, that's not the right phone number. Oh, yeah, you have to keep, you know, unfortunately, we don't have who knows if we're ever use AI for that. But if an agency, right, community partner changes a phone number, we don't immediately know. And so this particular staff member and our INA staff do so as well. So they target different, you know, areas to make sure this is still current contact. Is the agency still providing these services? You know, so that we can make sure that if we're sending someone their way, that that's accurate.
Just another little side note, I was at a Leading Age National Policy Wonks meeting this week, and there is movement afoot at CMS to remove asset recovery as a requirement for the states. So if that happens, then the whole subject about losing your home with a clawback will be moved. Because I can't imagine that California would want to
be the outlier for such a thing.
They wouldn't. I don't think they would pursue it unless they were mandated to.
Yeah.
So just another little side note that I learned about this week that was interesting after hearing her presentation.
Any other discussion on A, legal services for older adults? Okay, going on to B, coordinate presentation of OAC 2024-2025 goals and objectives to the Board of Supervisors.
So I'll start out with my opinion. I think that we should try to go in person if we can.
We certainly should. But the other piece of that is that we made a nice little one-page summary of where we are. But it's sort of, to me, it's one way. Right. So this is the goals that this group wants to work on. But what I don't have a coordination of is, what does the Office on Aging expect from this group to do in support of which programs or how? And I think before we make that presentation to the board, that it should reflect a two-way street here. You know, you're doing, I'm just making up numbers, right? 600 outreach events in the community through the course of the year. And your expectation is that a member of this board might attend each and every one of those, or 50% of those. I'm just, again, making up numbers, but without a calendar, it's pretty hard to do that. But it is a two-way street. You know, you're producing a newsletter, which we don't yet have, right? But our job would be to continue to distribute that newsletter, as well as the presentations and information that we gather from each monthly, so that it reflects where your goals are, where are we included in those goals, and what action steps do you want from this group in support of the goals that are in the area plan. I don't know that answer exactly.
Well, that's a conversation that we actually have a meeting date to discuss next steps on the area plan for our next fiscal year. So we'll definitely, I mean, it was a point to be discussed, but we'll definitely bring that
and we can get back to you. And see where definitely we can aligning some of your goals with Jefferson's and what you want to support. I'm looking at your goal is to promote and give marketing materials to senior centers. Okay, what can we do then to help support that process, right? So yeah, we definitely want to look at that. And that's why I wanted to come today too, because I wanted to be able to sit here and together be supportive in that way. This is what you want to do. I think we have something already that can help with this piece. So
the marketing plan is still in the works though, right?
Our marketing plan in terms of what
materials,
yeah. And that it has been in the works, and it's going to be a continuous, right? Like our beefing up, really enhancing, especially our materials for our students, right? But it's definitely something that
I think that we were interested in the revamp of the trifold.
Yes, yeah, that too. It's gone through some translations, and we're just now working on fine tuning the translations.
Oh, so you're going to give us the final product.
We want to give you, if we hand you something as we are required for our county processes, to give you something in English language, we are also required to provide it in other threshold languages.
Yeah.
So we received, actually just last week, I reviewed one of the other languages, and there were just some little hiccups, some just terminology that was, is this H of, you know, friendly? Is this word going to be understood amongst our population? Let's tweak that a little bit. So we're working on those final so that we can get that out.
So it seems like it would be helpful if you're able to give us ballparks about when the marketing materials that we have mentioned and the goals would be ready, then that would be a question that I could see one of the supervisors asking.
Yeah.
Particularly because my ad hoc committee wants to ask to continue to meet and then set some specific strategies to meet each one of these. And I sort of put them off as we work through.
Yeah, I think that ad hoc committee.
And it's gone.
Yes.
It's done.
We've already voted.
We got
the goals. So
right. But goals are one thing,
right,
and strategies to meet those goals
is
a totally different kind of thing. And I think there is support from a bigger group to have another ad hoc committee that might focus on those. But it's not appropriate until we've got some marketing materials and
right. When I met with Renee, she said that certain parts of marketing couldn't be funded through the Office on Aging, like if there was electronic billboards at malls. And so that would be where we would be able to step in and ask the supervisors for monies to do that kind of thing. But we don't have that information either. So I think that would be helpful too before we meet with them if we have a ask for funding that's not available.
Which would be nice to do in September at this point, because vacations can be dark and bright. And the goal could be that first September supervisors meeting. And yes, it should be in person.
I was thinking.
Calendar.
Well, this is a discussion. I was thinking that we would meet with each of the supervisors individually and show them our goals and get their feedback.
Okay.
Meet with their policy staffers.
I'm on board.
Are you thinking, like, for example, like individually, like if, let's say, Rachel is going to meet with
I'm appointed by Don. So
you're going to meet with Justy Creed just by yourself. And
we were thinking, I think the discussion at the last general meeting was the executive board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, so it wouldn't be like, for example, just Rachel by herself, you one or two, where a few of you might be joining.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to send poor Rachel by herself. We're like, where are you going by yourself?
Well, supervisor
poor, never played. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, not poor Rachel.
So what is the rest of the group think?
Agree. And inroads have been made
over
the last year.
Yeah.
I think this is the time now we keep pushing forward.
Yes.
And they said they would commit to sending representatives to the meeting. Well, they need to be reminded.
Yeah, exactly. All those things.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a perfect time.
Okay. So it sounds like the missing link is that we need to have the marketing. Trifold.
Do you want to have that ready with you when you go talk to them about your goals?
Maybe, but we haven't been able to. You guys haven't given us a timeline, so I guess that's if it's a year away, then no, we're not going to wait. If it's close, then.
So, are you wanting to present the goals
with
like a packet,
yeah,
or just like a paper,
yeah,
or like you're going to get creative presentation, or like how is that going to look like? I guess when you're in front of the board, like, what's your plan? How are you
going to
present?
I don't plan on going in front of the board. So we want to be able to pass it. Yeah,
with supervisors.
Yeah, it would be great to say we had a flyer that was out of date,
mm-hmm,
and this is the new one. Or we could say it's still in the works. Whatever it is, I don't want to give a formal presentation on your behalf, but we've been talking to them about marketing. Because when Gina and I met with them, the feedback was that their office has such high turnover that they didn't know the 800 number and that was a big hole.
Because your focus of that meeting is to present and discuss with them. You've heard their feedback, right? The first time you've met, now you've come, you have your goals and your objectives. And it'd be kind of nice to say, and then here's an updated recent piece of information.
Right.
That they also, gotcha. Let me see how ready we are, because I'm thinking you're trying to do that in the next, I know, maybe not the whole
2 months.
I was gonna say in a couple months, well, we'll have it ready. It's technically ready. We were just making sure the translations were accurate.
And again, in that supportive step, when the ad hoc committee started, we started from the area goals that we have, right, inform and educate communities, coordinate service delivery partnerships, ensure quality services, continuation, participation of the master plan. The supervisor's goal was information access, aging in place, transportation, expand caregivers. And here we have ended with aging in place, information access, and transportation as the areas that we felt we could assist and help in. So we've moved from what was included in the area plan, some of the input from those meetings that Gina and Meredith had, to try to translate into actionable areas that this group could impact into the community. Because again, the one thing we've heard from everybody who participates, and I'm sorry, Meredith, I'm jumping all over you here, is that people want their service on this,
yes,
commission to be useful,
yes,
and valuable to the community. So how do we work together to create resources that make that participation valuable?
So,
and you've said that many times, and I'm just
so I just want to, I kind of want to have a clear understanding of how you're going to present this to supervisor. That way, you know, if we have things that we can provide you with to help you, to help support that that presentation, or
I think that for me it would be great to say, with the current budget that the Office on Aging has, this is what they're able to achieve online, with tabling, with our support. And then it would be great to say, and there's not money for X, Y, and Z because it doesn't exist or it doesn't fund, it doesn't fit in the grants. And this is where you supervisors could come in.
And that's why I say two-way street here is what they're missing.
And I'm going to recommend not to go in that direction, but at this particular meeting, right? You want to first, you went first, solicit their feedback, what are their things they want to focus on. You as an advisory council have now created some of those goals to help align with that as well and support the overall efforts. And so now you're going back to them, understanding sometimes also their limited time on their books, but you now want to go and focus more on the, this is one of what we want to work on. And then be able to talk more, like, because that's more programming, funding, that's a whole different level of conversation that as an advisory council, it wouldn't, like, we wouldn't want to put that on you, right? That
are you doing that then? Are you going
to tell them what that would be on our end to have those discussions.
That doesn't mesh with what Renee had shared with me about us being able to ask for the mall signage, for example. So if you guys are going to do that, that would be
interesting. And that's something that we can definitely coordinate.
Yeah.
If we're saying, hey, we want to have this ask, and this is something that is part of your goals, and we can definitely work together. I don't think that we are ready to have that conversation when you set your goals and objectives. Not in that level.
Yeah.
A discussion, right?
Yeah.
We need to, like, give it a little bit more thought.
It would be great if you guys took the lead on that,
so,
for sure.
And
I'm just aware that there's people sitting at home that don't have the help that they need, 40% of us in Orange County. So the more we wait and go through procedures, the more people aren't getting the help that they need at the time that they need it.
My recommendation would be, this is what we plan on doing, right? And then, you know, once you have really established how you're going to do it, go back to the supervisors. This is what we've done, but we can't continue because of this.
And that is that, and you're right, Rachel, that is our two-way, like, okay, how are we? We're going to go for this ask, and you're going to go sit in front of them. This is how we want to present that, right? And I just don't think
so. We're not aware at this point that you guys have any ask of them financially above the grant fund. So that's where we're at.
I respectfully disagree on this. As an elected too, obviously not on the board of supervisors, but we have people that come and give presentations to us, community members, foundation, Parks Rec, blah, blah, blah. And I always prefer when I have a clear understanding of what you want from me.
Right. Yep.
So I would like to see, yes, that we go and meet with these supervisors and we say, these are the goals that we see for the, you know, 24-25 year. And these are the gaps that we also see that we would really need your assistance on. And I don't, and forgive me for saying this, I just don't see the problem with asking them at that meeting for some financial assistance or even an earmark of a financial assistance and say, hey, by the way, the Office on Aging will be coming to you with a more concrete outline of how much and blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? But us putting it out there so that they have the expectation, I think is...
And I meet with elected officials all the time, and they always want to know what your ask is, not just a little update.
Right. Office on Aging, we are governed under our Division of Community Resources, so we have to...
Yeah, you're buried.
We have to follow those protocols. If we are just not ready to say, we're going to go to the supervisor and ask for this money. We do have to look at internally first. We have to say, what is it that we're trying to achieve? And I'm just going to hypothetically say, let's say we want to really do target on a marketing campaign.
Yes.
Okay. Internally, and you are absolutely correct on this end, that we have to look at what are our programs, what are marketing existing, where are those gaps, what would it take to meet those gaps? And I'm just going to say, hypothetically, $1 million. I'm just like, yeah. So we need there's $1 million gap, right?
Yeah.
That would be heavy, but that's
the no, it wouldn't so be heavy. It's not like a campaign and we were on the buses.
I know, right?
Everywhere.
But then we would have to then internally say, here's our analysis. This is how we came to this. And we have to go into our division's processes to say, hey, this is the ask. They now have responsibility to follow those NAICS protocols to vote for
administration. And the supervisors aren't operating like that, though. When we meet with them, like Katrina Foley says, I have a grant writer. Let me know how we can help. So you guys are buried in procedures, and then we're having conversations that are not stuck.
Well, they also have general fund.
Budget. Yeah, exactly.
Like each supervisor has, now obviously it's not a $9, but they each have a chunk of money that they can use as their own discretionary funds.
Yeah.
And if we said, hey, we need we need 20 grand to help from a.
And we would be collaborating that with our division processes, with our county administration to say, hey, we have this ask of our supervisors to maybe.
But are you doing that?
Not currently right now. We're not going to the supervisor asking for that money, because before we ask for supervisor's discretionary, we have to look at county's also general fund, right? The supervisors, yes, they have their discretionary funds to use for opportunities like that. Sometimes it might involve county departments, but often if they're providing support to county departments, the county departments themselves have already looked at internal and of course, our county processes on where these funds lie and where is the best area to utilize those funds, right? So that they have more
impact.
So that they, well, yeah, and that comes my next point.
So we're kind of unencumbered, and what we're seeing is that people aren't getting the help that they need because they don't know where to go. So that's like the difference in our positions.
And we definitely want to support that area, right? Awareness of information, where to go. But we also have to be mindful of, let's say we open up this count. What does that mean to the flow of calls to a call center, right?
Absolutely.
Let's just say, so we definitely want to be mindful of, do our existing unit would be able to support the maybe now influx of calls? So we also have
need more staff.
We would need more staff.
Which would be
what
great.
What would it take then to support
more
staff?
We have a huge number of older adults in our county. We're the third largest in U.S.
So I think we recognize that there's some red tape that you guys have to go through. It's procedural or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think that, me in particular, I don't have the same red tape that you do.
Okay.
And I'm going to take full advantage of that.
And this is where
to take full advantage of this big group, not the six of us, but this big group
to
part
support.
Of that.
But because OAC doesn't function independently, like you're not your own like right entity to say, hey, Board of Supervisors, we want or we would like your support on discretionary funds. You don't function as that way. So it would have to come through Office on Aging to say, hey, Board. But because of that, we do have to go through our proper channels to say, this is our gap.
I don't think that we would be wanting to do this if we heard that you were already doing that process and that you had that urgency and that you were going to go to them. We don't get that sense.
No, we have not.
Yeah.
Currently, I want to be very transparent. No, we do not have a written plan and ask to say, we're going to ask for this money, right? Right now, that is not on the table, so yes, you are correct. We don't have it. But is that something that, okay, you have these goals, okay, where are we going? Is that something that then we can sit now back and go, okay, how can we, what does that process look like? We would have some work to do, right? Because we would have to provide X amount of analysis, recommendation, budget information, financing opportunities over to our divisions to get to our CEO's office to have those discussions to say, now we're gonna go and ask our board, right? Because we have to look internally first.
And
when
I feel like the
company is within our county.
And I feel like the mental health folks are already kind of further along than us in that. It seems like they're really loud. And when we went to the meeting. I think that they're getting the supervisors to show up to events and do fundraising. And
I think what we're saying is we are not afraid to initiate the conversation and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. So going back to, please don't let me run the meeting, but going back to your kind of presentation, and not presentation necessarily, but your discussion, that flow, script, information, I'm hearing you. We definitely want to have those information and assistance brochures. You have them available to share.
We would like to deliver a stack for their office, ideally.
So we deliver to them electronic versions.
Yeah, somehow it's not working though, because when
we
meet,
we haven't given them.
Even the old ones. No one knew that Yander number that we talked to because they have a lot of staff turnover.
Summer's just
hard to work.
Well, they have a lot of interns. They have a lot of people that are having entry level jobs, and then they switch career. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. But it is for me. This group, the larger body, most of us, many of us, have no fear or no issues with talking to a supervisor, the city manager, the city council member, anyone. And so I believe I may be more effective if I'm not on this board and I could just take this on behalf of you and say, listen, this is because I don't see a lot of this when I talk to the city manager or the mayor that all they're inundated. I understand that. But what we can do is powerful and blend that, sit down and have the one-on-one. That's what we should be doing. But I understand there are red tape and other issues, but it is frustrating.
It is frustrating. And I will say, neither one of you were here, Dave. Certainly, Sandy, I know you. When I first sat on the outside of this board and had to listen to the fact that we had a treasurer's report to see who had paid their $2 to buy, do you remember? You were here. Do you remember?
Well,
so that big group has come a long way from when we were concerned about having money to buy snacks at the local meetings. So it's come a long way, but we need to continue.
We do here. Well, we actually paid dues at $25 into this.
No,
Anna T had a checking account.
How could you pay dues?
And that was to help fund and support the senior centers where we met for.
Oh, when you met the senior centers for the food and the refreshments. Oh, that I can see.
Once the county found out about that,
said no.
And I come, my problem is I come with a lot of institutional knowledge.
Yes, you
do. Both from this state and the state of Wisconsin. And it's great to see this innovation. My question has always been, is this committee commission an advisory commission to the Office on Aging, or are we a commission as an advisory committee to the Board of Supervisors?
My understanding is and then
the institutional knowledge tells me that when we do that, we get our hands slapped.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great to see the motivation.
Hands slapped.
Because you guys don't have that institution.
I won't get my
hands. And I'm sitting here and I say, go for it. You know, this, even with the state of Wisconsin, working with the Office on Aging, and I was a funded agency, and we had the same problem. If the Board of Supervisors, they want you to work with the Office on Aging. And that's why we got to the point where an individual cannot be a proponent of this commission, that you had to be that as an individual. And the spokesperson for this commission, the spokesperson for this commission has always been the Office on Aging.
We were told that numerous times.
And the only time in my 6 or 7 years probably that I've seen anything go towards the Board of Supervisors is when we encouraged the board to support the additional funding for the tablets. When COVID hit, and we had a presentation made to the Board of Supervisors, and they approved that additional funding. Legislatively, we've never seen anything make it to the Board of Supervisors.
Correct.
So that's where I'm lost in.
Right, and then modern volunteers,
institutional knowledge tells me this isn't going to work, but I sure hope it does.
Well, if it doesn't work, I don't think that we'll have a lot of people continuing to serve on the commission.
Because I think you're seeing a new crowd of
commissioners
that are willing to push forward. And that's great. So,
Thank you for your comments, Dave.
Mm-hmm. All right. So it sounds like we need to try to make appointments with the board for
let's make it September. For September.
Yeah.
And hopefully when we come back in August, we'll have a final cycle. And then move on from there.
Okay. So we need to I need everyone to tell me days in September that they absolutely cannot meet.
I just need to get it in my calendar.
And hopefully we'll be lucky if we have to go 2 or 3 days. It would be nice to get them
back to back.
Well, if possible, but that's hard with their schedules.
Yeah. Is the executive board going to be dark for July?
Mm-hmm. You don't have to tell me right now. You can email me individually.
I understand. I think, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll know which days that we can
cover.
I have all their schedules, their scheduler information from last time.
Email that to you?
Yeah, but don't CC anyone. Okay, so now we wanted to talk about the Orange County Aging Services Collaborative report. I read it again this morning. Did anyone else have a chance to look at it? That's okay. My main takeaways were that if you are a person living by yourself, you're at risk financially, socially, and health-wise. So people that had households of more than one person seemed to be doing a lot better in different areas than those that lived alone. And that made total sense, yeah. Right? And we talk about economic insecurity. If you have only one person's pension or social security, that's a lot different than 2 or 3. So that stood out to me. And we have more solo agers coming up in the coming generation. So that's going to be something that we need to pay attention to. And then the other thing that stood out to me was that Asian Pacific Islanders had unique needs. There's a whole section of the report about that. And that made me think of supervisors, those district, and maybe, I don't know if we've already shared the report with the supervisors or Patty has, but I think that would be interesting for each of their staffers to review. And then transportation always comes to the front. And it made me think about whether people that answered that survey that have transportation problems know about how to get trained to use the fixed line or know about access or know about all the senior mobility programs and if it's a true gap or if it's just not knowing what's available. So that was kind of the question that I have left for myself with transportation, because I feel like we have a lot of transportation.
I think it's a lack of knowledge.
I think so, George, too.
Because when I go to those team meetings, if the public comes, they'll bring up these things and then we'll say, well, what about the taxi program? What about this? What about that? And they don't know about it.
And so that made me think about our public relations marketing campaign. Maybe, I mean, OCTA is not an agency without a lot of dollars. How do we partner with them? Or how does the Office on Aging partner with them to get more of the senior transportation information out?
I definitely say it's information. So my son's girlfriend's grandfather, she was saying she had to leave, she had to go take her grandfather. And I said, oh, why don't you just use one of the services provided by Orange County? She's like, well, what are they? Nobody. And so I was like, let me tell you. So I said, yeah, just let's go to his doctor's appointment. And I said, well, yeah, just access. There's, you know, each city has different ones. We have the yellow cab in our city. Yeah. So
your Medicare plan has most of them have 24.
Cal Optima has free transportation.
I was going to say, yeah. I'd say that information.
Yeah. So that's something that keeps coming up again and again and again is this just lack of knowledge about transportation. And I know that people on the survey, I think for some groups, it was like 10% said that they were missing medical appointments because of lack of transportation. So it didn't have anything new. It just had reinforcers.
I was going to say confirmation.
We have some existing gaps and problems. Yeah. But that's something that, you know, again, we talk to supervisors and say, hey, you know, we need each of you in your districts to pump out on its own, not buried with 50 different flyers. You know what I mean? Like that's the thing that I, because we do that in our city. And so I started sending our stuff, especially after the night of the meeting. And then I tell everybody that the next day they'll send out just my stuff. Because before it would just go in all the stuff and you have to scroll. And so,
you know, I use my personal light. It was, when they included in there, and it's
18 different things.
Right, that's what I was talking about with the supervisors. You just keep going. And so then that makes me also think about our social media campaign that is now starting. It seems like transportation should be one of the things that's on that calendar a lot.
Yes.
Well, as many people don't listen until they actually
need it.
Are in desperate need.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ask till they need it.
Exactly.
So I'd like to make an ask, and I am absolutely guilty of this because I'm just resistant. But I think at our next general meeting, we need to have a conversation about, all right, everybody get out your phones, and this is how you get connected to our social media kinds of things.
Like a training.
Yeah. Right. Because I don't use Instagram. I try not to use Facebook, but I know I probably should. And certainly if I'm going to support what we're doing, I should be at least connected with those addresses. And I bet I'm not the only one. And we could do a fun kind of thing. Okay, we're going to get our phones out and we're going to open
and commit to sharing if we're ready.
Yep.
To your networks. Yeah. Charlene's really good at it.
So I sent the flyer for the legal services to my community center directors, and they were so thrilled. And, you know,
yeah, sent it too.
So it's, and I know you guys put this out, but maybe again, also for in a packet, have another flyer that just lists all the social media accounts and addresses or whatever it is. I don't even know the social media things. So we can send that to our community service or community center directors as well and say, please have your members follow this and put it in their tags or whatever. You know what I mean? So it's our job too to make sure people know that we may not be able to get you all the information all the time, but if you go here, you should be able to find it. You know what I mean?
And logistically, for me, it makes the most sense that we get everyone to the Office on Aging, then they give them the appropriate referrals. We don't have to always highlight every little tiny service. The transportation is the wonderment.
Yeah. Rachel, you brought up something that's like my brain is like, really that happened. Because there is, we understand our aging, right? If anything, the report just kind of confirms like, okay, what we suspect that is an issue or has been one of those kind of things to consider. And when we've been updating our brochures or flyers, we're now incorporating always like our Instagram, like, and QR codes,
yes,
because it's easier, like,
yes,
being mindful of what would make it easiest and to navigate, right, from like an older person's lens, where someone could be a little bit more tech savvy, but then maybe we're not,
okay,
like, how do I go on here? How do I, what does this QR code mean, right? And we have to be mindful. So when, for example, when calls come in through our call center and they're asking, okay, you need, since we're talking legal service, you need a legal service, what would be the best way to get you connected, right? Based on their capacities or understanding, is the best I need a phone number, you want to do it on your own site, can I directly connect you? Can I call on your behalf, stay on the line? You know, like they talk about, you know, how can we best connect you now since I have you on the phone, do you have a few more minutes to get to?
And that's probably going to be for like another 10 years.
Oh.
And then that's going to be gone too, because everyone's going to be digital natives.
And so now in when we're talking about our marketing, our material, right, some of the things that we have to consider is, as much as we want to definitely inform and bring more digital literacy forward, we still have to have some mindfulness of, for those that just absolutely, it's not my thing. I want paper. I want to call someone, right?
Yeah.
I want to be able to talk to somebody and not do it on my own. So that's all things to consider. I was just thinking about your comment on learning how to get on, if it's a social media,
how do you do that?
I'm like, I didn't have to get set up. Let's see if you can do a presentation at one of your general meetings on digital, like how to get connected, how to set up your phone, how do you connect your accounts, and maybe that's something that we can figure out. But they have hundreds of classes. But
I think there's people that don't know how and people that don't want to know how.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's we have to be. Yes, that's the part that I'm seeing. Like, we have to be mindful of those individuals.
So there's
that
different kinds of,
if I want the newspaper.
So to go down the path of, you know, want the paper in their hands, Have we collected, we ever consider partnering with, because everybody gets a water bill or everybody gets a gas bill or everybody gets an electric bill. And what about if we were able to do a one page, like the trifold, but just the succinct parts of the trifold, the number, the services, blah, blah, blah.
That would be part of the marketing plan.
And we partner with, in the county, Southern California Gas, Edison, SoCal Gas, whatever, and they mail out their stuff anyways. And so we say, hey, would you guys mind putting this in your bill that you send to all your residents?
Generally, they don't have an issue with that.
So I don't know why we don't. I mean, so our cost would be the cost of the fires or whatever. So we've done that with our Serrano Water when we've had like big things about town halls or whatever, that like housing element stuff. And we wanted to make sure everybody saw an opportunity if this was going to come. Somebody went to the Serrano Water and said, hey, you're sending out the bill anyways. Could you please put this in?
Yeah, that would reach that hard to reach group that has not said that they will receive electronic bill.
That makes
That's really good.
That is definitely opportunities that we need to look at, right? Part of that marketing efforts.
Yes.
Where else could we? I think we're definitely headed in the right direction. We definitely want to be mindful in hearing all of your feedback, ideas. We have to, you know, kind of come back and go, okay, how can we, is that something that we can do? What would that look like? What are the efforts, all things considered? And definitely, you know, partner. OWAC is, you know, I know I've said it before, but and I hope that that has in history been the case where OWAC is the eyes and ears, right? You are in your communities, you bring back like, hey, this is what my senior is about, you know, like struggling with or in conversations with our older adults there, these are some of the issues. And when we're meeting, they're expressing those things. So if we haven't already, if we don't have something, is okay, what would that look like, right? And bringing some of those ideas forward. And if we do, then actually recognizing, oh, wait a minute, but we do have something, and now maybe it's a matter of that information has been disseminated, right? So, and then use you as the avenue to be able to disseminate. Last time you mentioned you needed services, here's what we have to share, right? So definitely we have work to do.
For sure.
Always.
Always.
All right, any other discussion on the report? If you haven't read it, you can go back and take another gander at it. It was easily understandable. I thought that whoever wrote it did a really good job.
Can I ask you to send the link again?
Yes.
I was just going to
discussion items. I wanted to go home or someplace with them. This because we've got three members that have missed two seconds.
Go ahead.
Based on the roll call, we've got three members that have missed the last two meetings, and they missed the third one, then they would be out. One is Richard Hernandez.
He's like a member,
has he? He looks like he became a member in May, but he has not attended.
He was an appointee, right?
Or June meeting.
Who was he appointed by? Does anyone know?
Does he know he was? Does he know that he was?
I show him as a member for May, June, tend to be the one.
It's fine, Crystal. Maybe he doesn't know.
Yeah, I didn't put the updated one.
The second one is Amelia St. Matthews.
She went to Cambodia. I'll email her.
Permanently?
No, she received a grant for mental health care for Cambodian older adults, and she went there for a while.
She's really good at attending.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has. She's
but
really good.
Be, I think someone else from
then
the organization.
The other one is Marnie Simonov.
He went abroad also.
Okay, so notify him then. The question I have as a footnote to this is that because June when people originally joined,
I know,
started in January, was the dark one, and July was the
yeah.
With the gene, that allowed people to make their vacation plans and so forth, thinking that June would be a dark one. And when I take a look at the attendance prior to this one, the absentee rate was 6.2.
Well, the problem with us meeting in June is that we're also competing with the World Elder Abuse Day.
All the way up.
So I know that the department changed our dark month because of sameness with other commissions, but it doesn't work that well for us.
So Dave, what, 6.2 and now it's what?
It was up to 10.
That's
kind of said, well, had people made vacations?
Exactly. Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So do we compensate for that, the absentee?
I don't think the bylaws allow for compensation.
And to play devil's advocate, I mean, like, give an account.
So we've got those three individuals that need to attend.
Can you contact Marty, and I'll contact Amina?
Okay.
And then who can contact? Does anyone? I don't know the other individual. Yeah.
I think we sent them. If they miss two, we sent them a reminder that if they do miss a third one, then they're gonna be out of the whack.
Yeah.
So they'll get the letter, but we like to reach out to them.
I'd be happy to give
you the information.
Yeah, I'll send
out
the contact.
Sure.
I'd be happy to contact Mr. Hernandez.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to contact Hernandez. You're
going
to contact
Amina.
I'll contact
Amina.
Marty.
Great. Thank you so much for bringing that forward, Dave.
I'm sorry. Can I circle back just a bit? The report on aging, was that from Alzheimer's, or that's the survey that was done?
The survey that Alzheimer's was involved with. They were part of a larger group. They received a grant from the Orange County Healthcare Agency.
Is that the one that they were doing in December last year?
Okay.
That we were waiting for results from, and now they've finished the report.
Okay. Yeah, they have it all wrapped up. Yeah. And that is interesting that it was funded by the healthcare agency. So basically it was funded by the county. I read that on the footnotes.
I'm sorry.
What is Marty's email address? Is that, that looks like it's California, US. What is this?
He's an elected official in Brea.
It's a Marty S. CI for city.brea.ca.us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he is an elected.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. He was from D4 representative.
All right. Chair report. I would just say that. I was really pleased that the adult day services budget ask went through. So all of our adult day services that receive Medi-Cal funding will be receiving at the state level more payment, which is wonderful. I know that we're in danger of losing some adult day centers here in Orange County. So hopefully that will help them stay afloat. That's a really vital service for caregivers and people living with dementia. That was really it for me. So on to eight, are there any Office on Aging updates?
If you want to, now that I kind of updated along discussing, but on that budget, I was at the California C4A board meeting yesterday. CDA gave an announcement that yes, and based on our state's budget, they were proposing to cut back on the new funding for nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And we were successful on stopping that reduction. So we will continue, the state confirmed yesterday, please move forward with planning and the funding will remain. So nutrition in itself, it was a total of $111 million For us, we have that funding available, Wealth Health Counselor State, through 2029. So I was very relieved to just receive that confirmation, right? Because we have been kind of on hold in terms of, we do have some new services that are going to be rolled out here in the new fiscal year based on that funding. And so that was something that, you know, we were
in a limbo.
Oh, I know. Like
for planning.
Because for us, you know, that means we have to, of course, follow our procurement processes for the state and our county processes. So that we know that takes time to open up procurements, to solicit, and to do all that goodness. We had already included some of that when we opened up the nutrition recruitment that we have our new contracts now in place. That includes that to-go meal options, the restaurant meal options. But of course, we were having conversations with our service providers, like hold tight, just in case. And, you know, we obviously share that with the state that, well, some of us were already trying to get ahead and we already have contracts in place. And if this funding is reduced, that changes things for us. So, across the state, a lot of AAAs came together to provide that common feedback to CDA as they will push forth to stop that reduction. So very happy to hear that. So wanted to share that with the group.
So the person over here, that means that the current Meals on Wheels program is
based on no impact.
Yeah,
new business as usual, as they said. But most importantly is because there were some additional funds that as modernizing older California's Act that affected nutrition. And we were, you know, planning on giving these other options to provide different levels of options back to nutrition aside from just the traditional, I come here, I eat my lunch, you know, and I go. Now there's other options that they can take it to go, they can go to a partnering restaurant to eat that meal. So we're having
the innovation from the pandemic.
Yeah. Exactly. So now we're moving forward. Okay. No reductions there. So I was happy to hear that.
Congratulations.
That's all I have.
Awesome. Yes. We've had a good back and forth. So we've already heard a lot about our meeting. Commission member announcement.
I just want to thank you again for coming to the Irvine's celebration and wall of recognition. And as you acknowledged me the other day, the board meeting.
Congratulations.
And I just tried to look on Facebook to see posting, and as soon as I put in California Office on Aging Orange County, I get New York.
Oh, it could say OC.
Yeah.
It's not easy to find in search.
It was on Instagram.
Both. I took a screenshot of the Facebook and sent it to her.
Knowing that I try to stay on.
And Jerry. I sent it to Jerry too. And now we know from attending that Jerry's a big talker and that we need to get him to be more involved.
Yes. Any other announcements?
Go ahead. A few comments. One is that it's nice to get the feedback from the city, from a staff member that you've been working with for a couple of years at the senior centers. When I started sending the documents and say, I call or visit and say, I'm going to be sending you something this month. I said, well, you know, I already received that at the senior roundtable that they had, but don't stop sending them. So we never know what
that's good. Huh?
So there, our outreach is slow, but it is working. I was really pleased. And the other thing I wanted to acknowledge the commission on is that I'm planning a surprise birthday party for a 100-year-old senior. At our senior center with a former commission, city council member and the assistant city manager. And they said, so how many cities, we used to have a commission for seniors. How many other cities, what do they do? And I said, we're just gathering that information. And they said, well, we'd like to know maybe by September if you have a full picture of that because we feel that we're not supporting our seniors.
Oh, wow.
So I'm really hopeful that others on the commission will bring that information
right.
And we can gather that together because it will have an impact on cities that don't have that.
specifically, you're asking for those cities that have a senior advisory, that
a committee or a commission or something
that is your
board. Exactly. Yeah. And I think that was discussed.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we brought that up.
Well, that's helpful.
Elizabeth, could we ask you to send a reminder prior to our next meeting, like maybe 2 weeks beforehand, that that was one of the
action items
is okay. To look into that for your assigned senior center? Because I think that with the summertime, it might drop off unless we have a reminder.
I think what happens is we get the agenda and like we're all in a rush. Not everybody stops to read it like we should, myself included. And so if there's a question in there about, could you check on your advisory board?
Yes.
People don't see it. So
especially since we had so many absents at our last meeting,
yeah,
when we discussed it verbally.
But I think it helps if we have the question when they will remind everybody this is the question.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I noticed there was people going, oh, really? Advisory board?
Thank you, Charlie. Okay, you have some?
Yes. Elizabeth was really good at contacting me because I had suggested on our sign-in sheet for guests that if they're interested in joining the commission, but we forgot to add the telephone number.
Right.
So I emailed that person, but I never heard back.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we need to make an announcement at the meeting, like if it would help if you would say something. People that's sitting in the back, don't forget to sign in, because I think sometimes they don't see the sheet that come in the door. And so that would be good.
Okay.
And
we
then
have that phone number.
Yeah, I think although a lot of people don't answer the phones, they don't recognize the number.
That's right.
So I'm not getting good results.
I text people and say, hi, this is Meredith.
Is that what you do?
From wherever I am from that day.
Yeah, we probably find that next time.
If I'm calling you from this number, please answer.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're all getting
scamming you.
I'm so paranoid because there's so many scams.
Right.
And then Dave just gave me this card, which is interesting for a possible speaker. It's get set up for iPad set up and free live training class. I know it's not exactly in our goals, but would you be interested in that?
I think that's what. How do you
that's mention? What I was referring to after
reading. Right.
I don't think as a commission, it's going to help us meet our goals. But if we wanted to have something that our commission members were invited to,
I think this would be good.
Well, and do they still allow free access as a resident of Orange County to sign up for their?
Oh
service?
Yes. Oh yes.
Yeah. Free class.
Take as many.
So
they should just do it on their
own. So you can sign up to get.
Oh yeah,
no, we can make an. I think that it would be a better use of our time to make an announcement.
Yeah.
That if you, we're encouraging you to be on social media to support our outreach.
Well,
and you
some
help.
Of the classes that they have.
Yeah.
Too, would be very
exactly.
To this,
yeah.
I was just on it yesterday because one of my employees was saying that her mom, you know, is bored as I do, and I said, well. So I showed her the kids set up. She was thrilled.
So good with spreading the resources, Crystal.
Yeah.
What I do with my neighbors is tell them about the senior center, and you will believe enough of them that don't even know we have one. We have a beautiful new facility, and on an average day, if there's bingo, we have 150 people. I'm like, you certainly could find somebody there to talk to that you have something in common with, right? So it's kind of sad that they just don't, they're not.
They don't know. And then also the other problem is that when people hear the word senior, they think about their parents, not themselves.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I remind people they only have to be 50.
We're all seniors.
So we're all seniors, right?
Almost.
The other comment or thought I had was at the OCTA meetings, for the essence of time, there's a sheet when you walk in the door, your name's typed on the left, you sign your name on the right, and that's the attendance. So I was just thinking that, you know, because everybody's concerned about our time, and then we could do the pledge, and Dave could be looking at the sheet to see where we are, and then Dave could keep the sheet. And so if somebody comes in late and they're not there for 50% of the time, they obviously can't sign in on the sheet. So just an idea.
I think.
Instead of calling attendance, taking
the
role.
I think you have to do that, though. I think you have to call it.
Think so.
So.
Where did you see that?
I think it's Robert's rules. If you follow Robert's rules of order, they say that you have to take attendance.
Well, OCTA doesn't.
That's the way you determine whether or not you have a quorum. But
if you were to check it, but then again, we would have already started meeting if we didn't have a quorum. So I don't know.
We start the meeting and we say the pledge.
Yeah.
And we don't know if we have a quorum when we say the pledge, right?
But then also, okay, this is me and the mom part of me because I have boys. How do you know someone's not signing in for somebody else? You know what I mean? Because I could be like, Mary, I don't want to sign.
Well, we would know. They would. Anyway, just a thought for timing. Just come back, you know, that takes probably, what, 10 minutes to take, well, 5 minutes.
Oh, good.
Free cell phones.
Thank you.
Any other announcements?
I just want to say I just gone through a scam process.
Oh.
You wouldn't believe.
Okay.
I've received an email probably once a month or so notifying me that I want the publisher's clearinghouse and sweepstakes. And so it's from Nova Scotia, but they gave me a New York number. I called, I talked to the representative. As I was talking to the representative, of course, very skeptical. He says, oh no, we're not going to ask you any questions or anything. We just want to know what you think of publishers from your house. And he sent me a certified certificate of my rights that I had to sign. And it shows that I had won $2.5 million.
Ooh.
Plus an additional $5,000
a month,
until I pass away.
Just like Ed McMahon used to say.
And then I want a brand new car too.
Oh, wow.
And I saw the certificate and I looked at his email site. It looked legit. But the next step was to call Bank of America to follow up and they would certify how much was in the checking account. So I figured, okay, I'm not going to make the call. I'm going to go to Bank of America and have a representative make the call. And so the representative made the call. They gave me an ID number and gave me a PIN number that I needed to call. And
my gosh,
it sounded legit until they got to the end. And they said, you know, I had to buy this certified stamp for $9,000.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah, a Buffalo, American Buffalo stamp.
That was it.
But I, with the letter that I had received, the certified, or not certified, but the letter, it said, you know, I'd won $2.5 million and they've already taken out $220,000 for taxes. And so I figured, well, if they could take the $220,000 out, why couldn't they take the $9,000 out?
Oh, yeah.
And just net it out at the end. I didn't get to that point, but my wife said, no, don't go any further. So, but
you need to call the sheriffs or what's the city you live in?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They have a whole task force on that.
Yeah. We've heard from them before.
That's
all
cool
along. Look at Jeff. And
even the Bank of America.
I'm surprised
Bank of America would call.
Yeah, my son got something that said kindly, and whenever it says kindly, it's a scam.
Find out.
Kind of stuck using that word. Whenever you get a weird text that says, will you kindly do this or this? It's like scam.
Really was?
Well, when I went in there, I said, is this one of your numbers? And of course, they said, no. You better call too, because you're a scam.
Right?
Oh,
my gosh.
Yes.
Or an email.
It was while I was talking.
Originally, you had an email.
Original
was an email.
It's an email.
Oh, that was a very helpful.
When I was talking to the rep, he sent me.
No,
I was just doing. I just Googled it.
Oh,
I used to see the commercial all the time when I was growing up, and I don't see the commercial anymore.
They still have commercials. I probably can't afford it.
No. But it's It was scary to just
scary.
You know, and I'm kind of very skeptical of that. And normally I wouldn't have done anything, but it was the third or fourth time that I received the help. It's like they were dying.
You would have thought it four or five more times until you actually said this is scary.
I wanted to call back and say, well, if you can withhold the taxes, why can't you withhold the 9 months?
They'll have a line for that too.
Oh, they would.
Yeah. I would have loved to hear the response on that one.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, I'm glad that you're okay and didn't have a $9,000 stamp. Me neither.
Not injured.
That would have been fun to get the money, though.